Hey, friends, it's one of your hosts of the Improvised Wikipedia podcast, Glenn Tickle. We missed last week because I was sick and on vacation and then just forgot. So, sorry, but we're back. Enjoy this week's episode.
Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia podcast. I'm here with my friend, Glenn Tickle.
I'm here with my friend, John Lunger.
And as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time, and convenient and easy to listen to podcast form. Glenn.
Yes, my friend.
It's been a little while since we've tackled a subject.
Yes. Last week was a weird one where we ran through a lot of, frankly, bad suggestions. A few good ones. Sloths. I think that was Jason Reed's suggestion. That was a good one.
Yeah.
We could do a sloth episode.
But we're not going to.
No.
Because we posted some prompt. I got a ton of suggestions. I'm feeling pretty excited about it. Like I said, I feel refreshed. Last week, I feel like maybe I needed that to kind of like break through the clutter. You know,
sure.
We're going to be pushed through to that next level. We're only one win ahead of Wikipedia.
Don't like that.
Don't like that at all. So we need a strong showing today, and I'm feeling
really
pretty optimistic.
Should have taken a tie on Rambutans.
Yeah, should have taken a tie, but we didn't.
Nope.
That's okay. And you know what? We're better for it. We were being honest. That was a good page. You did very good, but that was a very good page as well. So you just want to dive in? You want to talk about any current events, or you just want to do it?
No.
Just do it?
I mean, we could talk about Buckaroo Banzai.
That's not a current event.
But
it's not an event. It's not current. We're not doing that.
It's current in my heart.
Ugh. All right. I have in front of me 24 suggestions.
Well done, listeners.
Well done, duty cyclers. What do you say? Give me a number between 1 and 24.
17.
17. Appears to be from friend of the show, Kathleen Aldrich. She would like us to do a page about otters.
Ooh.
That's a fun one.
That is a fun one.
I know a handful of things about otters, and the very first thing that I want to throw out there is they sleep holding hands.
Yeah, they do. They
floating
hold
on their
hands,
back.
And they float in the water. They hold their little buddy's hand so they don't float away.
So cute.
It's very cute.
It's very, very cute.
I know they're one of the few non-human animals that can juggle.
Really?
Yeah, they like bat rocks around.
Uh-huh. So like it's not it's not intentionally juggling, but it effectively
they do it it is believed cuz they think it's fun.
It is fun.
Like it's not they don't do it to like get the rocks ready for something.
No, they're bored.
Like beavers like chew down trees because they need the logs to build their dams.
Right,
like, it has a purpose.
Prep work, yeah.
Otters are just like, I'm just gonna chill in this river. I'm gonna bat some rocks around just because it's fun.
They're whimsical creatures.
Yeah. There's river otters.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Native to North America.
Right.
There's also sea otters. Larger, frankly, not as cute.
Saltier.
Both in water and personality. I feel like they're probably grumpier.
Okay, well, we're all over the place. Let's focus.
They like to eat clams, probably.
Probably. Let's focus.
Yeah.
Otters are mammals.
Definitely.
Definitely mammals. They spend half their time in the water, a large portion of their time in the water.
I frequent the Lehigh Valley Zoo, which has a pair of North American river otters.
Mm-hmm. Fun little display there.
And when I watch them, yeah, it's probably about half in, half out.
Yeah.
They like to play. They swim around with each other. They seem to enjoy themselves.
Sleep on their back, hold their hands.
Do you sleep on your back?
I sleep on my side.
I also sleep on my side.
When I end up on my back, I turn into a horrible snuffleupagus snore machine.
Yeah.
And that means I'm going to get woken up and told to go sleep in the other room. No good. It's my least favorite part of sleeping.
I used to sleep as a child. I used to sleep on my back and then started having back problems when I got to college. So then it hurt too much to lay on my back.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to convert to sleeping on my side, which took a while because it wasn't like what I was used to and it wasn't very comfortable. But I got used to it. That's how I do it now. I got a special pillow.
Yeah, stick your arm out the bottom of it.
No, it's just like,
I want one of those.
It's just like curved.
Yeah.
So your neck sits in it and supports my head.
I got a nice little bamboo John at home. Nice. I like it a lot. Yeah. I want one of those fancy ones that's like really structured foam that has like a cutout that you can like slide your arms through.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah, but I don't have that kind of pillow money.
I think the one I bought, because I was starting to have neck problems as well, and I mentioned it to my doctor, and she told me about these dope pillows. She's like, get this pillow specifically for sleeping on your side.
Dope.
I sleep, that's the one my head on, and then I get another one, and much like an otter, I give it like a little hug.
Oh, I got a hug. Yeah, you got a huggy pillow.
Yeah.
That's what I call that.
It's like my little huggy sleepy pillow. Friend.
Yeah, hey, sleepy time friend. One of my cats, every night when I go to sleep, like, so I, like, settle into bed finally, I grab that pillow. As soon as I grab that pillow that I hold,
yeah,
my cat Bowie has to jump up, and he has to be in my arms for, like, the first 5 minutes
or
of me
what?
Being asleep, or else, like, he just, like, will run around, like, trying to get me to pay attention to him.
Now that my dog is older, he's less enthusiastic about jumping on the bed, just because it's probably harder for him. So he doesn't. He used to like come up in bed and snuggle a lot, but now he doesn't do it as much.
Yeah. Cats and dogs are cute. You know what else is cute?
Otters.
They are very adorable. They are very adorable. I remember seeing recently a video on the internet of an otter being fed, and it was so excited to be fed, and then it ate its food, and it literally made high pitched nom 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 sounds.
Oh, they love it.
Oh, they love that food.
What's their food? What are they eat? Clams, I think.
Clams and aquatic foods, fish.
Little right? Fishies.
Little sardines.
Yeah.
Probably love a sardine, I bet. Like an anchovy. They'd be like, oh,
they go nuts.
Give me that.
Give me that. Nuts for them.
Yeah.
Any vegetation in their diet? Strictly?
I think they're carnivores.
Meat and fishes?
Yeah, I think they're carnivores.
There's a sign when you go to the Lehigh Valley Zoo where they have the animal names, mm-hmm. and they include their diet.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little diagram. My daughter likes to look at it at every single animal we walk past, even though we've been there with her probably a dozen times. And she talks about all the things that they eat.
Mm-hmm.
And then any of them that are omnivores,
mm-hmm.
she's like, Daddy, this animal can eat plants and animals. She's like, and so can you, but you don't. And every animal, we have this discussion because she knows I don't eat meat. But
is she
like,
trying to like convert you?
I don't know why she keeps bringing it up, but she does frequently bring it up. And she's like, "You're not allergic to meat. You could eat it." I'm like, "But I don't want to." She's like, "I do." I was like, okay,
that's
fine.
Fine. That's
you,
fine.
You
yeah.
can. I'm not. I've been talking about not eating meat on stage more. When I started doing it, I hated doing it because people would come up to me after the shows and want to talk about it, which I don't want to. But then I thought of jokes centered around the audience knowing that I don't eat meat and that my daughter does. So started doing it more. The way I diffuse it, because people don't like vegetarians and vegans.
Yeah, it's like almost like your choices are an affront to their existence, which does not make any sense.
Yeah, I think it's Kumail Nanjiani who said that people hate vegans because they know they're right.
Yeah.
And I'm not a vegan, but yeah, like there's much less environmental impact. But when I bring it up on stage, I'm like, I'm not a weird radical about it. I'm not going to hand out flyers after the show.
Right.
Like. And then to prove how little I try to convert anybody, I'm like, my human daughter, who I am in charge of all of her food, like, I provide the food that she eats. I could do this to her if I wanted, but I don't. I'm like, it's your call, kid. If you don't want to eat animals, don't eat animals. If you want to eat them up. Yum, yum.
How do you think that works? Like, how does that work in the animal kingdom? Like, is an otter, like, just kind of like, well, I'm a carnivore. It's what I do. Do you think they ever try it? Like, do you think like a carnivore would be like, you know, I'm going to sneak a salad every
probably.
Once in a while? Right? Like, you figure, probably.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it is evolutionary. Like, cats are obligate carnivores. Like, you can't give them vegetables. I mean, you could give them vegetables, but, like, they need... Their body will break down meat and give it their body the nutrients it needs, but they will just poop out a salad.
I think you're right with otters, though. Like, you know, they'd like clams. In my mind, I just picture them having, like, mollusks that they've got to, like, crack open.
Yeah, that's why I think I've seen videos of them, like cracking open some mussels or something.
Some oysters and some shit like that.
Yeah. They probably love a good shellfish.
Oh, my God. Who doesn't?
Get them a little crawdad. Ooh.
Yeah, them there Louisiana otters.
Yeah, that's a good day for otter.
That was a terrible Louisiana. It wasn't
good.
It was not good.
I didn't want to belittle you, but you brought it up.
It's all right. I mean, I'm trying to think, like, otters, they're not like beavers. They don't build massive structures.
No, I think they make like little dens for themselves, but they're not show offy about it. Beavers.
Yeah, they're not like, hey, I've got to stop the flow of nature to prove that I'm here, you fucking beaver.
That's our thing. That's humans' things, beavers.
Yeah, and we're doing it so well that we're all going to be dead in the next couple decades.
Call us when you're ruining the planet, beavers. What are you going to do? At best, flood a valley, you jerks?
Ugh. You're like an old-timey railroad tycoon villain flooding a town so you can reroute the railroad for your financial gain. Beavers.
Stupid beavers.
Beavers are dumb.
Not as good as otters, for sure.
Otters are great. They're better swimmers. They're more whimsical. They can juggle. They appreciate shellfish.
All this checks out. What is the lifespan of an otter, would you say? You kicking it with any 50-year-old otters, you think?
That
seems high.
Yeah, it does. And I know maybe in children's storybooks, there might be like a grizzled, wise old grandfather otter type character. But I think largely, maybe 32 years old is the average life expectancy.
The average?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with.
I would say it's probably the high. I think there may be a 32-year-old otter out there, but that seems high.
Yeah.
I know, like, smaller rodents and mammals don't live terribly long. They're not, like, mouse size. They're big boys.
They're big boys. Yeah, they're big old bigums.
I feel like they could live to 32.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Probably not in the wild.
You don't think? Well, not anymore, at least.
No, I mean, I just feel like because they get...
Yeah, but here's the thing. You got to catch them. What's their natural predator?
You got to think... A bear, a cuda. You thought I was gonna say bear. I mean, if they go in the ocean, a barracuda might get them. Sea otters, probably.
I mean, maybe
bears will probably eat a
bear. Yeah, but they got to catch them first, you know. And that bear is probably a good one because that bear is gonna go right in the water after them, right?
Yeah.
Whereas like some of your large cats might not.
Right. The mountain lion is not gonna
it's
jump
get
into
them in
a stream to get you.
Yeah, gotta get them in the den.
If I'm a mountain lion, I can't just like. Splash a paw in and grab it. That's not,
I know. I've seen your mountain lion cosplay, Glenn. I understand your boundaries.
Well, yeah. Then you don't want to have to dry clean the suit.
No, it's a whole thing.
It's a mess. And Matt's the fur once you get it wet. It's
actually, that's a segue off onto that. They have some sort of like natural like oil secretion.
They're
right?
grease. They're grease balls.
Yeah, they're little greasy balls.
But they have. Two layers of fur, as is common with aquatic mammals.
What's the
so there's that outer oily dense hair that's like the waterproof layer. Underneath they have like a softer fur,
like a down almost.
Yeah, like an undercoat that keeps them warm in the water.
We know a lot about otters.
Hell yeah.
When
do we find these boys?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't think there's otters in the Bible.
Got it.
When did somebody go, look at that big rat swimming around?
Well, okay, we know they're native to North America.
River otters. I don't know about sea otters.
So, like, yeah, like, that's the question of, like, where else are they? Because we're going off of recorded history, right? So that skews largely European, you know,
sure.
Middle Eastern stuff. I don't think
we're going to find like a Native American record of the first time they saw an otter.
Right. And I also don't think the ancient Egyptians have any otter hieroglyphics. I feel like
probably not a lot of otters in Egypt.
Probably not. Like the Nile's not swarming with otters.
Nah.
Because they'd have an otter god. They have every other animal god, right?
Yeah. You got to think there's some Native American otter gods out there.
Gotta be. Gotta be, right? And maybe even like, you know, Central and South America. Right, your Aztecs, your Incas, your other one that I can never remember the name of.
I don't know. Mayans?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know. What you got to put a time on it. Like, I think it predates Columbus. In terms of, like, record of otters.
Does it, though?
I think it does. Now, sea otters, I think, would. River otters might be when, air quotes, America was discovered.
Sure, which was after Columbus.
Right.
Because he's a piece of shit.
Oh, so bad.
I've brought it up before. I watched Pee-wee's Playhouse a lot.
Episodes by name.
It's my daughter's favorite show. So in the episode School in season 3.
We all know what season School is in, Glenn.
they do some history with beautiful claymation. Mm-hmm. They do a bit about Columbus, which is utter nonsense, and then they do one of the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Both
look beautiful.
Yeah.
But, man, Columbus just sucks.
Yeah.
Stop having Columbus Day.
Yeah.
He didn't even do things. Like, it's not like he did a lot of great things and is bad. He is bad and also didn't do the things that people give him credit for doing.
Right.
You got lost and ended up on an island and then murdered a bunch of people, you psychopath. You don't get a holiday.
Yeah, that's a great pitch for a horror movie, right? Like Jordan Peele should make a movie about a lunatic getting lost and shipwrecked on an island and murdering a bunch of people. I'd pay $12.
Does Columbus murder a bunch of people in that 1492 movie?
I didn't give him any money to see it.
Me either.
Someone send us a telegram using Glenn and John's telegram service where we read telegrams to your friends for $180. Yeah. So reach out to us to send us a telegram and pay us $180 to tell ourselves, please, thank you.
And then we'll get this sorted out.
Yeah.
What are we even talking about?
Otters.
Otters.
I'm not sure what we're missing. There's not like diet we've covered. We've covered, you know, the mammals.
Probably hunted for pelts. You got
No doubt. Not a lot of surface area, though, but, like, you'll take what you can get.
Sure. Well, you got that thick coat.
Not something that I have ever heard of humans eating.
Bear Grylls probably tore down some otters at some point.
Probs, but, like, that was, like, you know, that was him versus Wild, right? Otters on Team Wild. It's a versus situation. I don't hold it against Bear Grylls. Also, bears, famously one of the natural enemies of the otter.
Yeah.
It's a double whammy.
So he's probably definitely eating an otter.
This otter's very good.
Why does he sound like Rip Torn?
No, I'm Bear Grylls. I got a mouthful of otter. Hey, guys, I thought I'd stop by the studio and clear some things up.
I feel like probably...
Wait, you're going to ignore me? I'm a guest in your studio, and then you're going to ignore... I drank my own pee one time for my show, and now you're going to ignore me?
You drank your pee a lot of times. I've watched your show. You drink your pee 4 times every episode.
That's fine, though. It's like 15% of it is get water that you didn't get the first time, and it's sterile because your pee. Shut up. You just shut up, Glenn Tickle.
Now he sounds like Bobcat Goldthwait.
I've got a mouthful of river otter and changed my voice. Stop. Shut up, you bow tie wearing science boy.
What's the otter taste like? Bear. What's it taste like?
Yeah, good question. You ever have like a real greasy corned beef heated up in a microwave?
Long time ago, but yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like that.
But yeah, like, it would probably be like pretty oily and gamey.
It's a real fatty, oily kind of. got a lot of, like, cartilage.
Yeah, ooh, fatty's a good point, because there's not a lot of meat on them bones,
no,
you know?
No,
like, rodents typically...
Nah. You mean I'm eating a rodent right now?
I think they are, yeah. I think they're...
That's all right. I've eaten worse. I think ate people once to survive.
Just, you don't... You
I'm a regular
need to
old
do
Columbus.
That.
Bear Grylls.
What do we think the taxonomy... We do this with animals. What do you think the taxonomy is there, bear?
A mammalia. Rodentia. Otterifica.
This all checks out.
And that's all I got.
And then sea and otter. Sea and river probably split at some point.
Yeah, probably.
There's probably a couple.
I'll tell you, sea otters... More salty.
Yeah, nah.
When you eat them.
You now sound like Vincent D'Onofrio in Men in Black.
Ah, it's a very similar thing that it does to you physiologically when you're eating an otter. You're a little bit like Vincent D'Onofrio in Men in Black. The first one, the good one. Ah.
You got an Egger suit.
Gotta drink lots of sugar. That's what he does in that movie.
Sure does. In water.
I would take some sugar and water to go down with this otter. I'm gumming up. Ugh.
So I don't think they taste very good.
No, it's very bad. I'm only doing it to survive versus wild.
I'm trying to think of other examples of like rodents in cuisine.
You know, that's a good question. If I could tag you out there, Bear.
Bear, get...
Bear. What, I'm not welcome?
No, just
you
sit.
Smell like piss and otter meat, Bear. Get out.
Oh, I'm surviving versus... Well,
Bear, stop it. Look,
go
no
survive
one's...
out of our booth.
Yeah, it's fine. No one invited you. We just happened to say your name three times and you appeared Beetlejuice style.
I'm cursed. I'm cursed, I say it. Okay, all right. So, okay.
Oh, boy.
Hard to get rid of that guy.
Yeah, quite an aroma. Rodents being eaten. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm sure people have done it.
I think it's Peru where guinea pigs are pretty widely consumed.
Squirrels, too? Like, squirrels are eaten.
Squirrels are eaten. Yeah. There's, like, an old-timey, like, American settler era cookbook on how to, like, break down a lot of game animals, like squirrel. You hunt squirrels in the Oregon Trail.
Yep. And, like... Prairie dogs, probably the same thing, right? Like at a certain point, you know, you see less squirrels and you see more prairie dogs.
So like, I feel like probably hogs, not.
Groundhogs too, probably.
Yeah, probably not high on anybody's list.
I ate a groundhog once. It was better than you might think. How'd you get back in here? Get out of here.
We closed the hatch, Bear. God. Should probably leave it open, get that stank out.
I mean, he'll come back in if we
get
open it.
We need like a screen hatch.
Oh.
Let the stink out.
But keep, he could still yell
keep
in.
Yeah, he's...
We just need like a ventilation system in
I
here.
I think we need to put him down.
Put Bear Grylls down?
We need to...
I don't know that you can put Bear Grylls down.
We need to take... I mean, oh, you know what? Wild's been trying to get him for quite some time.
Yeah, and he's been winning. That's
point.
The fucking wild, Glenn.
He's unstoppable.
I can barely exist outside of air conditioning. He's wilding. He's wilding out Nick Cannon style.
Fucking
Bear Grylls. I don't have anything else on otters.
No.
I don't think they were... I don't think people ate them. I really don't. I think
it's one of those things where, like, yeah, they probably did, but it wasn't, like...
It wasn't something that they were like, yeah, let's make that a thing.
Yeah, it's not, like, a main source of food. Because
it's probably,
like,
probably a little difficult to catch an otter.
Probably. I mean, you're out hunting, and you're hungry.
And you see, if you have the opportunity, absolutely. But I'm saying, like, all those, you know, other forest creatures are probably more ample opportunity to get to than a river otter.
Sure. And you got to think that the oil glands for the outer coat, it's got to be some stank to it, you know? Like,
oh, yeah. Like a real musk. Real musk. Not unlike Bear Grylls.
Not unlike Bear Grylls.
All right. I don't got anything else. You want to take a break?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break.
It's time.
Step aside, thank our sponsors, and we'll dive back in with the Otter Wikipedia page. Hey, friends! It's me, John. I'm here with my friend Glenn. Hey, Glenn.
Hey.
We have to pay the bills.
Hey.
That means it's time for another one of our amazing partners to slip a promotional message.
We get so
in
many
here.
Great sponsors.
Oh, my God. We're turning people away because, as you know, Glenn and I only will promote products that we ourselves, in fact, use.
Correct.
We did a spot for submarines recently. Both Glenn and I have piloted submarines in our lives.
Yep.
Different circumstances. One was pleasure. One was, I guess, considered treason. But we both been a little captain on a submarine. So, you know, you can trust us.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. Who do we got this week, Glenn? You got the script in front of you? Because these are all prepared by advertising agencies for our partners.
Real advertising agencies send us real copy that we read
verbatim,
word for word, on the show.
All right, so who you got there? You want to shuffle up the papers?
I had to take a sip of water.
Yeah, I got to get it right. Got to get it good.
This week, the show is brought to you by... I looked at something over there and it made me giggle. I'm going to take another run at that.
Yeah, please do.
This week, the show is brought to you by stickers. Stickers. Are you six? Do you need your own weird form of currency that your parents can use to bribe you? Get some stickers.
Stickers. Are you a unicorn riding over a rainbow? Stickers.
Stickers. Are you a promotional item that I'm not allowed to give out at college showcases because they don't want students putting them on things all over event centers? Stickers.
Stickers. Did you vote today?
Ooh. How would I know?
You get a sticker.
You get that sticker. My polling place only very recently got stickers.
Well, I'm happy that you finally got them, friend.
Me too. Because I usually bring my kid in to vote with me. I let her pick. And then and then she gets a sticker. What's another good sticker thing?
Do you need a merit system for school children to put on Ooh. Assignments? You best believe you're a gold star sticker.
Are you my eighth grade math teacher that was really mean and didn't seem to enjoy her job or children, but had a chart in the back of the room that kept track of whether people did assignments or not with easily purchasable gold star stickers? And then when the students figured that out, you realized the fatal flaw in your system was we could just bring stickers in and put it on there and make it look like we all did all of our work. You idiot. Get some stickers.
Are you a piece of fruit that doesn't have a UPC naturally occurring in your rind?
That's a good one.
Stickers.
Are you a Band-Aid? You're basically a sticker then. It's pretty much the same thing.
Are you a car that has recently been renewed with the state government that you are in? You got a new sticker.
Are you a weird a-hole who wants anyone driving behind you to know your weird, dumb opinions? Get just a bunch of stickers.
Stickers are the number one way to communicate ideology in America today. Get a sticker. Stick it up
your butt.
Use promo code ImprovWikiPod at checkout to get a free sticker with every purchase of a sticker.
Yeah.
All right, we are back. Glenn, I got to tell you, we have a chance. I did a little precursory scroll on the Otter Wikipedia page.
Doesn't seem particularly...
It's not super beefy.
Fleshed out there.
It is not super beefy. But to start, there is a note that this is an article about the animal. For other uses of otter, see the disambiguation, which of course we will click through. Otter, Germany is a municipality in Lower Saxony. Otter, Ontario is a dispersed rural community in Canada. Otter,
it's a character in Animal House, right?
Animal House is garbage. I don't know.
Yeah, I hate it.
Otter, Montana is an unincorporated community. And Ritter Otter Devon is in England. So
Emmett Otter is a Christmas-loving boy.
He's a Christmas-loving jug band leader. We've got vessels and vehicles. There's a two-man sailing dinghy known as an otter. There's a steamship. There's the HMS Otter and the USS Otter. There's the HMQS Otter, which is the Queensland Maritime Defense Force in the Australian Navy.
Gotta defend them oceans.
There's a couple sports teams. There's the Cal State Monterey Bay Otters, the Evansville Otters, the Erie Otters.
I think I've heard of the Evansville Otters, which is
they're a Frontier League baseball team.
Is that the league Pat Jansen worked for?
It's possible.
I think it might be.
You are very close friends with Pat Jansen. I've met
him
twice.
He's one of my best friends in the world.
I've met him twice.
And I think he used to work for a college sports league. And I think that might have been the one.
There's some other stuff. There's an Otter web browser, which is the open source version of Opera. Remember that web browser?
Yeah, I'm familiar with Opera. I'm not familiar with Otter, which is...
Yeah.
Thought I knew all them hot browsers.
And the Orthodontic Technicians Association, which is abbreviated as OTA, is apparently pronounced...
Otter.
Otter. That's how they pronounce it.
Otter.
Otter. But let's go back to the animal page because that's clearly what we were doing. Are you ready to learn, my friend? Are you ready to see how we stacked up?
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Otters are carnivorous mammals in the subfamily Lutrinae. The 13 extant otter species are all semi-aquatic, aquatic, or marine, with diets based on fish and invertebrates.
Hell yeah.
Lutrinae is a branch of the weasel family, Mustidae. Yeah. Which also includes badgers, honey badgers, martens, minks, polecats, and wolverines. So not
rodents?
Not a rodent. Not a rodent.
Huh. I thought weasels were rodents.
Mm. No, it's got its own family. Right? Huh. So kingdom is Animalia, phylum is Chordata, class is Mammalia, order Carnivora. Family Mustelidae, subfamily Lutrinae. Huh. So there you have it. All right. The etymology of the word otter derives from the Old English word oter or oter. This and cognate words in other Indo-European languages ultimately stem from the Proto-Indo-European language root wuder, which also gave rise to the English word for water.
And also how people in Philadelphia say that word.
It's true. Technically, they're just being Proto-Indo-European accurate.
How fancy of you, Philadelphia.
An otter's den is called a holt or a couch. That's delightful.
Oh, of course it is, otters, because you're so darn cute.
Oh, they're so whimsical.
Of male course you're otters, chilling on a couch.
Male otters are called dogs or boars. And females are called bitches or sows.
Not by me, they're not. That's not nice.
Nope. And their offspring are often called pups.
Yeah.
The collective nouns for otters are a bevy of otters, a family of otters, a lodge of otters, and here's the best one, a rump of otters.
That is the best one. Collective nouns for animals are it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Have we talked about this?
No, we talked about how we wanted to talk about it.
Collective nouns, so it's basically rich a-holes made up names for groups of animals so that when, like, if they ran into poor people while they were hunting, they could, like, look down on them for not knowing the things on the list that they made, which, dick move. Dick but also, move. Like, I get it. I would do that, too. It's fun.
So the romp of otters is specifically descriptive of when they're in the water or they're playing. I mean,
then
I'm just reading it for you.
I mean, it's good. Like, that's a good word to use, but you can't. It can't be that that context dependent.
I got to tell you, you got to get ready here because the next sentence, there's no segue. It's just the next sentence. Are you ready, bud?
Yeah.
The feces of otters are typically identified by their distinctive aroma, the smell of which has been described as ranging from freshly mown hay to putrefied fish.
Those are very different smells.
Their feces are known as sprints.
Again, good word.
Sprints.
I gotta go take a sprint.
Smells like... You smell those sprints?
Did you just sprint in those cargo shorts?
All right, life cycle. Here we go.
They live and die.
I boffed this one. I'm sorry. The gestation period for otters is about 60 to 86 days. Newborn pup is cared for by the bitch, the dog, and older offspring. Bitch otters receive sexual maturity at approximately 2 years of age and males at approximately 3 years. The holt is built under tree roots or a rocky cairn. Cairn. More common in Scotland, it is also typically lined with moss and grass. After 1 month, the pup can leave the holt, and after 2 months, it's able to swim. The pup lives with its family for approximately a year. Otters live up to 16 years. They are by nature playful. They frolic in the water with their pups.
Who doesn't?
Its usual source of food is fish and further downriver eels, but it may sample frogs and birds.
Yo, ooh, let me just take a little sample here, Ribbit Ribbit.
I want to see an otter like just grab a fucking bird out of midair and just bite its head off.
Let me just sample this bird.
All right, there's a section called description.
Cute.
Otters have long, slim bodies and relatively short limbs. Their most striking anatomical features are the powerful webbed feet used to swim and their seal-like abilities holding breath underwater. Most have sharp claws on their feet, and all except the sea otter have long, muscular tails. What were you going to say?
I don't think those are its most striking features.
No, it's their eyes.
Oh, its little feet. It's usually sticking its face out. Its cute little face is its most striking feature. And no one's ever been like, man, that dude's holding his breath for a real long time. That's definitely the second most important thing I'm noticing about them.
The Asian small-clawed otter is the smallest otter species, and the giant otter and sea otter are the largest. They all have very soft, insulated underfur, which is protected by an outer layer of long guard hairs. This traps a layer of air, which keeps them dry, warm, and somewhat buoyant under the water.
Mm-hmm.
Several otter species live in cold waters and have high metabolic rates to keep them warm. European otters must eat 15% of their body weight each day. Sea otters need to eat 20 to 25% of their body weight each day, depending on temperature. In water as warm as 50 degrees Fahrenheit, an otter needs to catch up to 100 grams, that's 3.5 ounces, of fish per hour to survive. Most species hunt for 3 to 5 hours a day, nursing mothers up to 8 hours each day. So
they hungry little guys. They like to snack it up.
I'm going to have a little snack-cident.
Let me just take a little sample, a little tasty bite of this frog.
I'm going to sample that Bear Grylls over there. So there's a section on feeding. Fish is the staple of their diet, supplemented by frogs, crawfish, and crabs. Some are experts at opening shellfish. Others will feed on available small mammals and birds. Prey dependence leaves otters very vulnerable to prey depletion. Sea otters are hunters of clams, sea urchins, and other shelled creatures. They're notable for their ability to use stones to break open shellfish on their stomachs. And the skill is taught. It must be learned by the young.
Well, yeah, otherwise they can't do it.
Yeah, that's how learning works. Then there's a list of species with just a bunch of Latin words that really don't mean anything to me. You can click through and they go to their like little different pages, some different specific pages for like the North American river otter. There are specific pages for specific otters.
Right.
But this is just the catch-all. It does have some breakouts for specific otters here. It lists the European otter, the North American river otter, and the sea otter. As well as the giant otter. Those are the top four greatest hits that they list on this page.
Probably my top four favorite otters.
Oh, no doubt. If we're talking categories of otters and not names of individual otters.
Like Doug?
Yeah, Doug is so great.
Doug the otter.
Oh, he's so cute.
I don't know the names of the otters at the zoo. I feel like I should.
All right, so there's a section here on relation with humans. There's like
no.
There's it's not about sex stuff. Why you always got to assume it's about sex stuff, Glenn?
Because the way that sentence was structured.
Okay, so there's four categories here. There's hunting, fishing for humans, religion, and Japanese folklore is a sub underneath religion. So like fishing for otters, I wish I would have remembered this in time to actually talk about it, but there are I forget what country it is. There are indigenous people that train otters to fish for people. Like that's a
I feel like that's gotta be harder than fishing, right?
Yeah, but like if you had the choice to live a whimsical life where you were like the headmaster of a dozen otters that bring fish all day, like that's the choice. That is the choice.
And if they can teach each other behavior, then it's probably generational at that point. You get enough otters. Problem otters, solves itself.
Otters have been hunted for their pelts since at least the 1700s, probably before then. Hunting methods included darts, arrows, nets, snares, and traps. It's a long
those are the hunting methods.
It's true. It's a long history of otter pelts being worn around the world. In China, it was standard for royalty to wear robes made from them. That's interesting. Yeah, I don't care about the rest of that. All right, there's a couple sentences. Fishing for human. There is an actual main article called Otter Fishing, which looks amazing, and I wish I could read that. It's not what we did, though. For many generations, fishermen in southern Bangladesh have bred smooth-coated otters and used them to chase fish into their nets. Once a widespread practice passed down from father to son throughout many communities in Asia, this traditional use of domesticated wild animals is still in practice in the district of Narail, Bangladesh. Some interesting stuff there.
It is.
So, like, I noticed that as I'm reading this page, you're distracted by your phone. I can only assume that you've been looking at otter videos.
I was checking how the kids were doing.
Oh, that's cute, too.
I'm a cute guy.
Yeah, that's cute. Cutie.
But I was listening about fishing and otters. When you said fishing for humans, I did picture otters.
Fishing for humans, fishing which is humans. Objectively more interesting.
Like you're scuba diving.
Yeah.
And then you see like a Snickers bar. And you're like, ooh, yum, yum. And then you get pulled up by a bunch of otters and then they kill and eat you.
I'll just read this top paragraph under religion and mythology, and then we'll just figure out, we'll make sense of how we did. Norse mythology tells of the dwarf otter habitually taking the form of an otter. The myth of the otter's ransom is the starting point for the Volsunga saga.
Oh, yeah, Volsunga.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is. It's one of my favorite sagas. In some Native American cultures, otters are considered to be totem animals. The otter is held to be a clean animal belonging to Ahura Mazda in Zoroastrian belief, and it is taboo to kill. And in popular Korean mythology, it is told that people who see an otter will attract rain clouds for the rest of their lives. Citation needed on that one, so I'm going to call bullshit.
What?
Yeah, like
you
I've
see
never
an
been...
otter once, and then you're Charlie Brown for the rest of your life?
I've seen an otter once, and it only made me happier. So.
Yeah, I've seen the same two otters a great many number of times.
Mm-hmm. And each time, you're like, I'm really glad I saw that otter.
It's the highlight of the zoo trip.
So that's basically the page on otters here. This is not the best page that we've come across.
No.
It's not terrible.
It's not talking about otters peeping in through people's windows like that one bird episode we did.
It does kind of suffer from being like the broad category page, right? Like,
yeah.
I think maybe if we were to explore some of these larger pages that are then referenced, like this is sort of very Cliff Notes otter.
Now, do you think if, say, we had gotten the suggestion specifically of the North American River Otter, mm-hmm. and we did that one, a lot of the otter facts that we laid out, which were correct, I think we did a pretty good job this time out.
Yeah, I think, honestly,
would they
my
get reiterated?
Probably. Because, like, here's my thing. I don't want to click through and look at any of those pages because, like, that to me is a different source, and
sure.
we're not allowed to bring sources. We're doing this off the top of our heads. So, like, whatever's on this Wikipedia page is on this Wikipedia page, right?
Yeah.
It feels fair to me. I mean, we had a lot of this. The thing that we're missing, honestly, is just sort of padding, and that's the Latin kind of species nomenclature section.
Yeah, we never get the taxonomy right.
Right, and so like if you take that section out of this page, I don't know, we're pretty close. We're pretty close. If we had to do like a general fifth grade report about otters, maybe do like a little poster board display for a science fair, I feel like we'd be a better source than this Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
But I also don't feel like we won either.
No, this feels like a tie to me.
Yeah.
We got some of the big stuff. The page isn't very good.
There's not even that many good pictures.
Yeah, definitely needs more cute pictures of otters.
Like, honestly, such a missed opportunity.
Does it mention that they juggle? It
does not. There was no mention of juggling at all.
Then 1 point for us.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's just call it a tie.
That feels correct.
I mean, that feels justified. I think the two things that we had wrong is, one, they're not rodents, and two, they only last 16 years. So,
hey, Siri, are otters rodents?
You got to do it right.
Are otters rodents? Take your time.
Wow. Gun to your head, Siri. Are otters rodents? Should I try mine?
I don't know. It's showing me a chart, and I don't know.
All right, hold on. Let me see if I have any better luck. Hey, Siri. Are otters rodents? Oh, wow. Mine's thinking.
I found an answer. It's displayed on your iPhone.
Oh, yeah. They do appear to be rodents.
The thing that mine brought up confused me.
Yeah, they are. Wait, this is a confusing chart. Because this has, like, it's Rodentia, rodents is the order, right? Badgers, otters, and weasels are not rodents. They are in their carnivora.
From the sea otter Wikipedia page, rodents, of which the beaver is one, are not closely related to otters.
Right. So, yeah.
So I guess that's a no. Feels still like they are.
Huh.
In my heart.
Well, I still think we tied because I...
Yeah, I'll take a tie.
Yeah, it's fine. So that brings the score to 16 to 15 to 8. We're at the end of a page, Glenn. That means we have to come up with like a joke, fake fact that if we were to edit this page, we would try to sneak in there.
I mean, I want it to be that they're rodents, but that's not whimsical enough. Doesn't really tie into our usual shtick here.
Well, yeah, and honestly, like... We need to be more whimsical because the animal itself is so whimsical.
Yeah. An otter finished third in the Fort Wayne, Indiana annual juggling competition.
Yeah, I like that. That's just believable enough because it's Fort Wayne, Indiana that feels like some shit that could go down.
Right, because it's like it's when a cat gets elected mayor. It's obviously like you guys just want a good day-to-day story about you.
Yeah, yeah. I dig it. Well, there you have it. That's everything you ever need to know about otters, courtesy half of us and half of the Wikipedia page for it. Hey, do us a favor. Rate and review us on all the places that you get your podcasts. That'll really help us out. And hey, tell like 6 friends about this podcast.
Or else
Glenn's going to come over to your house with Bear Grylls, and he smelled nasty.
Oh, Bear is a stink. He's a real stink boy.